Hi, I'm Ellie Clark, and I'll be talking through this poster for the TikTok study, which is a feasibility study assessing a targeted community-based campaign to optimize awareness of vague cancer symptoms. We developed this study to address inequalities in more deprived areas, where there is lower awareness of vague cancer symptoms, increased cancer fatalism, and less likelihood of reach by mass media campaigns. The campaign is aimed at encouraging referral to the RDC pathway through GP presentation. The nine-month campaign launched in Cwmtap in July 2021. Local communications, including broadcast, outdoor, printed, and social media, were delivered in part by local cancer champions, including the poster you can see here. TikTok cancer champions were local volunteers who were given training by TikTok to deliver the intervention messaging. You can see two of them here in the campaign section. This is a mixed method study comparing our intervention site in Cwmtap to our control in Swansea. We've been able to collect 52 questionnaires with RDC patients, 43 interviews with patients, champions, and healthcare staff, two focus groups with the public, as well as collecting our Facebook metric. Our analysis is ongoing, but we have some preliminary findings to share with you today. You can see from the Facebook metrics we've had 8,164 post engagements with the TikTok campaign. We were able to look at our preset feasibility parameters and say that much was carried out to satisfaction, including distribution of posters and pharmacy bags, adverts on newspaper, radio, Facebook, supermarket billboards, and online community platforms. We have reached Amber and will be reviewing the delivery of adverts on bus liners and RIAs, newspaper stories, and leaflet distribution. We failed to deliver bus shelter and internal bus poster adverts due to a rise in costs. We also failed to deliver TV interviews with RDC staff due to contamination concerns. When looking at the cancer champion role, we satisfied our feasibility criteria by recruiting and training seven cancer champions. We retained four to the end of the study, which is an Amber level requiring review at our next stage. We carried out this study during the COVID pandemic in a situation of changing COVID restrictions. COVID has massively impacted our study, from how we carried out the campaign as we adapted to restrictions, how we trained the cancer champions as we switched to an online platform, how they were able to work as a team, and how data was collected. As our analysis is ongoing, we're still unpacking how this has affected TikTok. But as a member of one of our public focus groups said, "I just hate COVID." And to be honest, I agree with her. From here, we will continue our analysis of the stakeholder event next year. Our results will inform optimal methods of implementing and evaluating cancer symptom awareness interventions to support RDCs in highly deprived populations during and beyond the pandemic. Thank you for listening. Please do come and find me at the Prime Conference if you have any questions about TikTok.